Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Kuf Dalet that we're holding at that Heilige Mishnah. About a quarter of the way down. In Mitznadvim Long Shnayim V'Chamisha. As we know, we've already seen this principle numerous times in the past. We utilize a given model of a korban that we know exists in some form to be able to be minadev when we're able to be minadev. We can't just be minadev whatever we want. We were talking about, let's say, the mincha of a 1.5 as one note yesterday. So that there's a particular concept of a shir. Now, what's interesting is that even though when the Torah introduces the parsha Menachot in Vayikra, we don't know anything about a mincha called a minchat nesachim. That only occurs in Bamidbar. As a matter of fact, this week's parsha that we just had. Nonetheless, you can be menadev in minchat nesachim, as we're going to see. Which means that we've got a whole new slew of issues, including wine, to be able to bring wine. We've never thought of that before. But the question is, what about the shiur? So the shiurim that are given in the Torah is only the chatziyahin, the revi'itahin, the shlishitahin. And that was for the par, ayo, and keves in that order. But that means that we really only have models in the minchat nesachim sense of the amount of wine that would be brought, either 6 lug, which is the chatziyahin, 4 lug, which is the shlishitahin, or 3 lug, which is the revi'itahin. Now, obviously, you don't have to pair this up with any animal if we have a reboy that you're able to bring this as a carbon. But also, you can't simply choose a number at random to bring as your minchat nesachim. Furthermore, there's another question as to whether could you bring a minchat nesachim in parts. Or since Torah is saying you bring this amount of shemen, this amount of yayin, this amount of solet, can you separate that out? And you say, well, I just want to bring this amount of yayin. I just want to bring this amount of shemen. Now, the truth is, the shemen is a little iffy, because the shemen isn't brought on its own. It's brought together with the solet. There's sort of an artificial division that we're saying, let me take out the oil from every oil separately. That I can see that's not quite a given. But the wine, anyway, is certainly never mixed with the yisach. It's not actually brought on the mizbeah. It's poured through the shittim. It goes into the underground area. And because of that, as we're going to see, everybody agrees you can be menadev yayin on its own. But here the question is, how do we look at the numbers? Now, that leads to a further issue. Let's say that the numbers are indeed as given. Can you combine the numbers? So in other words, suppose if I put together the 3, 4, and 6, I can come out with any number at all as long as it's above 6. So, there's no, as long as I'm allowed to sort of just, as you know, I could say, if I were bringing, let's say, 2 parim and a keves, then this is how much I would bring. So I'm going to give 15. You could say that. Is that doable too? These are the issues that we're going to be raising today. So, as the Mishnah begins, Ein mitznadvim log, there's no such thing as a log of wine that's ever brought. Shnayim, because the minimum is the revi'itahin for the keves, which is 3. And chamisha, because the chamisha, no combination would give us a chamisha. The only thing you could have is a shisha. But you can be minadev 3, because that would have been using the keves as a model. That's the amount of wine that would be brought with the keves. Arba'a, that would be the amount of wine that would be brought with an ayo. And shisha, that would be the amount that would be brought with a par. And you can make any combination, mishisha v'lamala, any combination of 6 and up is achievable through, let's say you could bring 3 for a keves and 4 for an aisle together, equals 7. 2 elim equals 8. And so on and so forth. So I can always make some kind of combination that will allow me any number I want. Iboilo.
When you start something dedicated, you say it like that?
No. You don't need to. Iboilo. It was just a question of where the Torah gives us openings. Iboilo. Now here, let's ignore our mission. We'll have to see how this ties into our mission. It seems on the surface to be ignoring the simple implications of our mission. And the Gemara is going to ask that after we discuss it and throw it around for a while. But first, let's discuss it in general. Iboilo. Yesh kevala nesachim o ein kevala nesachim. You know, somebody says, I'm going to bring X amount of lugin of wine. So, does this mean that it has to be brought together? Or does it mean that you can bring it as you wish? What would be the difference? Look, Echidami, let's say that a guy actually brings five lugin. Okay, now five lugin aren't good for any type of carbon. But, I mean, five lugin does include four lugin. So, yeah, but ein kval nesachin. If you're telling me it's not as if these things were all kavua together, therefore I have nothing to do but to add an additional one in order that I get at least the six, which allows me to bring the five. But if you're going to tell me that ein kval nesachin, I could certainly take out four right now. Because four, I could be makriv, because that's chazil ha'ayil. That's a model that I have, which is a shlishitayin. And then I'll have one left over. What do I do with the one left over? It'll be a nedava to the tzibur. So either that means that it needs to be sold and put into the pushkes, the shofarot, where they were miyuchad for nidvas tzibur, and we use the money to buy a korban ayla for kayetz ha'mizbeach. Or perhaps I could also, if I find somebody else that has two that were left over, I could add it to his, get three, and maybe we could give it for the tamid. The tamid is a keves, requires three. So then we could bring it directly, as long as we hand it over to the tzibur. Obviously, a yochid cannot be part of the tamid, but he can donate to the tzibur. If it's not kavah, then I can do whatever. Otherwise, I got no choice, because yeah, I'm at yesh kavah. If you're going to tell me, no, it doesn't work that way. This is what you said you're bringing, then it has to be brought as a unit. I'll never be able to bring this unit. I'll have to add to it to bring it as a unit. So then the only thing to do is till you bring an additional Isaron, you could bring them all together now, because it would be suitable. Again, we're talking theoretically, not actually. But it would be suitable for a parse, and there's such a thing as a six. But until then, lo karve. You're not going to be able to do anything with this. My. Omra baye. Well, Tashma, Shishal and Nedava, there were six of those pushkas, it says in the Mishnah Shkalim, that were, we called them shofarot, because they had the thin mouths and then the wide bottoms. And those were the Nedava, and there we said, why six? Geneged me. So we explained, because there are really six different items that require a minchas, that require a nidvas tzibur. Of an ayla, and just in order to make it very clear to people, it's not that the money was used for any different purposes, but to make it very clear to people, we put up connected these six things, six separate pushkins, so they would know where to put their money if they had money left over. So it would be connected motar chatat, if you had set aside originally additional money. Let's say you had set aside $100 for a carbon, and ends up you're able to purchase one for 93. So the remainder would be put in there. And motar ashamot, same idea. Motar asham nazir, because that's coming. We don't want to mix that with the regular ones, because one is coming to be mechaper, the other one is coming lahatir. So we said we always like to keep these things miyuchad. The more discrimination, the more we treat it with specificity, the more we're handling it bikedusha. And that's the meaning of kedusha, is specificity, ultimately. Then we have the motar asham etzor. As I said, motar kinim, and those are the birds. And we don't want to mix those with the behemot. And motar minchat chote, which is the lowest in the korban olah v'yored. You can have the bird for someone who's poor. You have the minch for somebody who's destitute. And that's six. Now, if you were right that the idea would be that you would have to have a place to put the leftovers, in a case where, let's say, a guy said five, then he would have motar of a minchat nesachim. And he would put that in order to be used for the tzibur. Why don't we have a separate one for that? Since we don't have a separate one for that, it appears that there's no such thing. Why is there no such thing? Because I don't have that option. I can't take out four and have one left over. I'm going to have to add one and bring it a six. So there's your answer. The money, if it was poduit. If it would be correct, then litkan shofarchrin. According to you, you'd always have leftovers from this, and you would need a seventh one that would be kenegan motar nesachim. No, because it's not the same at all. You see, the other six, there's no choice but to turn them into cash. And then the cash is deposited to be used for nidvas tzibur. Because there's no use whatsoever in them. They start with cash, basically. But over here, you have a use for the actual object, you see. I'll explain to you why. All of the other six are the nidvas tzibur asli. But honey, if you've got leftover wine, look, that, shriche, there's lots of people that are bringing wine. And it certainly is possible to find somebody else. Oh, anybody else? Anybody got a 2? That's another 1 year. So there, you lugin, I mean, of 1 year. So that there's shchichi, and therefore it's efshir to mitzdar fi demar, demar ba'ari adari v'karve. So let me add it up with somebody else's, and then we'll bring it together. It will be brought to Ilu, all added to the mincha, to the birchas hasochem that the tzibur would need, or whatever we would do with it. It's actually machlokes rishonim now how exactly this works, because it doesn't. It isn't real shutafut, and we'll see this. There's problems anyway. Shutafut and mincha resent. Shutafut is we own everything together over here. Different people own different parts. So what would be? What would make it sholem? Maybe it only means that you give it over to the tzibur. That was the way Rashi had been learning earlier. But there's a lot of kashas, and that's from the Rishonim, that we don't allow people to donate to the tzibur when it comes to the karbonis of the tzibur, because we're chayshish that they're going to want to keep a little bit of their own name in it, so they won't be menadiv it to the tzibur yafa yafa, is Lashon Gemara. So why doesn't that apply here? Again, we're very, very much oversimplifying in terms of the issues that are involved, but on the daf, the Gemara doesn't raise this issue, and it's not part of the simple pirush of the Gemara. So I'm just, what do they say when you give somebody a heads up? It's the heads up if there's an issue. Amar Rava. Okay, I think I can bring you a riot. Toshma, look at this drasha in the Braita. The drasha is on the pasuk that we just read on Shabbat. Kol hezrach yase kacha et ele lakriv yishev reach nichoach lasha. This is the Parsha and Nesachim. So from there, we learn Kol Ezrach, that teaches us that you don't have to have a korban in order to do that. Any fine, upstanding citizen would be able to be Minadev a Nesachim the way he wants. So Milamed Shemitnadvi Nesachim. Vekama, what would be the minimal? Well, Shlosh Shalugim. And Minayin Sheim Ratzalos If Yosef. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, Yihyeh. Now there's two possibilities of these Yihyeh. Rashi is not sure which one we're talking about. It says by the par v'niskeyem chatzi ayin yihyeh lapar. Now that may be an extension of the idea that is sukkim the par. But there's also kachem kager yihyeh, which seems to be adding additional options for nidavot without mentioning any particular card. So in either event, there's indications that you could certainly be mosiv al shel keves. How do we know? From yihyeh. Yoko, therefore, you might think you could even go down to. In other words, maybe the point of yihyeh is that we're being taught that don't use these as a model. We're merely coming to tell you that you've got another option. And if you want to, you can bring wine to the Mizbeach. So maybe it doesn't matter how much you bring. No. Talmud Loma, kol ezrach yaseh kacha. Kacha always means specific. So in other words, you must use this as a model. So therefore, it's telling you you could be Mosif, but then what's the upshot of these two issues? So then my Yosef. Then when you say you can add, so then what's it coming to tell you can add? I mean, if it's telling you can add, you can go to 4, you can go to 6. Well, obviously. I mean, how did I come up with the idea of starting at 3? Where do you think I got that idea from? I mean, I pick it out of a hat. It's because 3 was right for Keves. So if I took for granted I can use the Keves as a model, why wouldn't I be able to use the aisle as a model to bring 4? Or the par as a model to bring 6? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. That's a given. So I don't need to add. Once you're telling me Ezrach adds the ability to be Menadev, and I know I have 3 different models, obviously I can choose whatever I want. So then, Maishna Shlosha, the Chazor LeKeves, well, what would be the difference? 3 is right for a Keves, Arba V'Shisha are Ra'ui, respectively, for the aisle and the par. So I don't need that as a Ribui. The only possible meaning, therefore, says Rava, is that the Ribui was to tell me that you can even add Chamisha. Now, of course, here is where we get directly into what appears to be in conflict with our Mishnah. The Mishnah befarish, don't bring Chamisha. What's going on over here? Well, Rav is telling me, must be that the Pasuk is coming to tell me you can bring Chamisha. That is very strange. But we'll ask that in a moment. But in any event, so you see from here that there is no Kvi'ut for Nesachim. Shema Mina. So therefore, I think that proves it. You can bring 5, then 4 of them might be used for the aisle. Not really for the aisle, but it's ki'ilo, the model aisle, and then you'll have one left over. Put it in a shofar, or utilize it for some carbon of a tzibur, we find somebody else, whatever. Amar Ravashi, wait, am I missing something over here? Didn't we just read a Mishnah? Anan lo tanan achi, ein mitnadvim luk, shnayim v'chamisha? I don't get it. I mean, if it says Chamisham, it sounds like we're giving a whole description over here of two, in other words, two or five, two or five meaning the same thing. In other words, the Shnayim. Shnayim can't be used at all. So then it seems to be saying that the five can't be used at all. If it can't be used at all, then it's telling me Yesh Kval in the Sefer. That you're going to be forced to add an additional one to have six, and now it'll be equivalent to the model of the par. You're saying, no, you don't need a model of a par. That's a given. But the Mishnah's not saying that. I'm very confused. Says the Gemara, I said, why are you very confused? Meaning, that's something to be confused about. That's a raya. Why can't there be two separate issues? You don't bring two, meaning because two is not going to be roy at all. You're not going to be able to do anything with it. Don't bring five because it's not going to be perfectly usable. But it doesn't necessarily mean you can't take four of it and put it into the equivalent of the model IO and have one left over. What it's saying is you're not going to be able to bring a particular carbon of four. But the Rava was only saying that if that's the case, and the meaning of the pasuk that we need to be marba to utilize a number that you won't find a model for, must mean that there is such thing as a carbon of five. It's just that you don't bring it as five if you hold inkva. In other words, we're dealing with completely separate issues over here. Let's start with what's given. What's given is, the Torah says, you can utilize these models to bring. Fine. Okay, so now that's a given. Three, four, six, and any combination above, that's not a problem, right? Next issue. Can I also make a gift to the Beit HaMikdash of less? Nope. You can't make a gift of less. It says kacha.
Less than three.
Right. Less than the minimum amount. It says kacha. Okay, fine. Next issue. Can I add more? More meaning what? More that I already have a model for? No, of course not. I know that. More than I have, that more than the single model I have. Let me take the four and add one to make it five. Can I do that? Yes. Yeah, you could do that. Next question. And here is where finally the issue kicks in. Yeshkva or Einkva? What is that, Nogea? Now that we know that you can bring five, and the meaning in the Mishnah is, don't be Menade 5. Doesn't mean you can't be Menade 5. It means you can't be Menade 5 as a unit to bring, that's all. Doesn't mean you can't be Menade 5 and because it's useless. Okay, now the question is, does it mean I can be Menade 5, but in order for me to be Makrovit, it will have to match a model, which means I'll have to add 1 and bring it? Or does it mean I could take 4 out, because Ein Kval and Esachim, bring it for my supposed aisle model, and have one left over for whatever. So this is step by step. Not necessarily is one step going to include the next step. And Abaya jumped to, Rav Ashi rather jumped to conclusions. Right? Rav Ashi assumed that when the Mishnah says he can't bring five, it means he can bring five. That's not what it meant necessarily. Okay. So therefore we don't have now any reason to doubt that there's a raya from here. So Rav Ashi can't ask if a Rava brought a raya that you can bring five. What's wrong?
And as far as inkva,
that's the raya inkva. Otherwise, what's it saying?
But only if you add one to make six, or even if you have
five. If inkva, you don't need to add.
Sorry, if you have.
If inkva, you don't need to add.
So that's.
You would take out four out of the five, and then you would keep the one for Nadav, or whatever. It seems that what we're bringing from Lamaisa, the next sentence we're going to see that we don't feel we have 100% right. Because what Abaya says is, look, I don't really know, but Imtim Tzaloma, if it turns out, if you want to say that, because I'm not sure about whether this is a raya or not. So in other words, he's worried about what Rav Ashi said. That's just us. Why say Imtim Tzaloma? Because look, I mean, we're pushing aside Rav Ashi. We're saying, well, what's the raya? Maybe two is one issue and five is another issue. But that's a little suspicious. So therefore, Abaya says, look, I'm not really 100% sure, but let's assume for a moment that ain't kvalin esachim. So if that's the case, I have nothing to discuss any further. If ain't kvalin esachim, fine, ain't kvalin esachim. My question is, what about if yesh kvalin esachim? Okay. So I would say like this, up until 10, meaning from 6 to 10, so I don't have any question either. It's obviously, there's no way that there would be a problem. I could always make it work by putting together in a particular way, and there's only one way that I could put together these two to equal 10. But 11, I'm already getting into trouble. Yeah, 6 and 4, that's simple. Well, what do I do with 11? I mean, because I could think to myself, wait a minute, is this guy making like all kinds of combinations? Or is he not quite up to par? Meaning you would need two pars, would be you'd have to add one, and then he would get 12. But is he really thinking of putting together three? So there's my gavra l'shnei parim kamechavi. So ad demamale lo karve. So then he'd have to add one to equal 12. Or is he ready to go for any combination? In other words, two elim plus one keves. Ha! Two elim is equals to two times four is eight. And then we've got now the keves is another three. Wow, how do you like that? Maybe that's what he meant. 11. Could be. I don't know. So maybe he's l'shnei elim keves achat kemechavi. So, how do we assume a person thinks? Is it trei michad mina, v'chad michad mina amrina? Do we go so far as to say that he would have just some kind of unequal distribution between the various species in order to equal any particular number? Do we say that? Oh, lo, ma, take that. That's not clear to me.
Doctor, like the Mishnah.
You sure you don't want to try a gogo muggle first and? Mitnadvim yayin vein mitnadvim shemen. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva holds that, as we pointed out in our earlier discussion, since we have over here a model in the din of minchat nesachim for separate nedava of wine, you can bring it, because even when you bring it together with the mincha, the wine isn't mixed with the mincha, so therefore you can always bring a gift of wine to the mizbeach. But you cannot just come along and bring a gift of oil. So this is Rabbi Akiva. Now we know that Rabbi Tarfon, who was Mr. Oil himself back in Bereshis, Teref Bethia, was the source of oil. He always, always the one that goes for oil, whether it's Neir Shabbos, Hanukkah. So he says, absolutely, it can be mitnadvim shemen. And therefore, I don't understand what the problem would be, says Rabbi Tarfon. How could anybody put down shemen? I mean, I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Mamatzino b'yai and shubachu v'abanadavah. I mean, look, it's the same idea. You have a model in which you found a certain amount of wine can be brought to Chovah with the Minchat Nesachim. So the Shemen also, it says exactly the same number of Lugin Yain, it says the Lug Shemen. So it's Bachovah, Banidavah. Amala Rebbe Akiva, no, wait a minute, over here, Lo Yimamret B'Yain. I mean, Yain is always brought separately. So even when it's Karev Chovah, right, how is it Karev with its Chovah? Shekin Karav in Chovato Bifnei Atzmo? You're going to tell me that Shemen, which is never korav b'fnei atzmo, it's mixed together with the solid, so it's ainu korav im chavato b'fnei atzmo. I don't think it would be the same at all. The halacha is by a mincha that ein shnayim mitnadvim isor on echad. Two people cannot chip in b'shutafut to bring one isor on. But when it comes to bringing an ola, whether it would be an ola, or, and as a matter of fact, a shlomim, or even an ola sa'of, which you say, wow, I mean, that looks pretty cheapo. That's not the issue of the cheapo. As a matter of fact, even a single bird, which you can also bring as an adava. So if two people chip in, that's perfectly okay. But for some reason, not for a mincha. Oh my Rava, one thing is clear, says Rava, and it seems obvious over here from this whole sugya, that everybody agrees that you can certainly bring a minchat nesachim. I mean, because look, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are just arguing about whether the minchat nesachim serves as a concrete model for exactly the way that it's brought, or you can separate out the ingredients. So, but definitely, if you bring it as a minchat nesachim, there's no problem. Which is weird, because who ever heard of a minchat nesachim? I mean, l'maisa, the Torah begins with five minachot, right? So we have the minchat solet, minchat machavat, minchat marcheshet, and then we have the two types of mincha ma'afe tanur, the rikikin, and the matzot, chalot. So here you're telling me I can bring something with completely different proportions. I mean, this is like very, very different kind of mincha, but it seems clear that we're taking for granted that the pasuk that we just had in this week's parasha, adding ezrach, tells me I can bring a minchat nesachim as I wish. Now the only question is, which parts of it can be isolated as a model? But for sure I can bring a minchat nesachim. So you see from here that Mitnadeva Nemilchat Yisachim B'choyom if he wants. Well, understand that. I mean, yes, as Pshita, right? I mean, isn't that what the whole Pasuk is? No. Because Ma'adatei Mimilchat Nedava, Goliga Rachmana, Ani Chamisha Minachot In Tfeilo. How do I know such a thing? I mean, I might have thought, you have a whole parsha in Vayikra, we never even heard of such a Mincha. And when it talks about Nefesh, Kitakriv, and so on, over there it's talking about, it gives you these five options. How do you know you can add a Mincha, this is a new type of Mincha? Kamashmalan, that this is only where Bistama, what that parsha is all about in Vayikra, is where a person says, I'm going to give a mincha. So he has a choice of these five minachot. He does not have a choice to bring a mincha to Sachim as a definition of what it is that he said. But if he opts for a mincha to Sachim up front, eichad parish parish, that's the point. Ein shnayim mitnadvim. Why is it that you can't have two people putting together their money to chip in for a mincha? Is it because it's v'nefesh ki takriv, which is lashon yachid? I mean, it's the same thing by the Ola. It says, by the Ola Nami, Hochtiv, Imola Korbano, so El Petach Omoid, Yakriv, Otoz Lashon Yachid. So apparently, we should have said the same thing there. So that can't be the reason. Why? Well, by Ola, I don't have a problem because it says, Lo'olo Techem. But by Mincha, in the same passage, it says, Lo'mincho Techem. So when it adds up all the Kabbalah, Eilu Tazul Hashem Amoah Techem. So there it says, so it lists everything. There it's all the Lashon Rabbim. So clearly that can't be an indication one way or the other. Because it would be true, whatever would be true about Ola would be true about Mincha. So what is Miyuchad by the Mincha? Ela Mishum Dechtiba Nefesh. The point of the Mincha is because it says specifically Nefesh Ki Takriv. Nefesh Ki Takriv means it relates to the individual. Tanya Nami Ochi. Rabbi Omer, it says in the pasuk, "Asheyakriv korbano lechol nidreihem lechol nidvotam asheyakrivu laHashem." Note the lashon of Rabim throughout, which means basically korbanot are ba'im b'shutafut. There's only one thing that the Torah excluded from the dinner shutafut: lo sileka katuv elamincha shineman nefesh. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, mipnei manishtanet mincha shineman ba nefesh. Why indeed is the mincha miyuchedet that the Torah should say the word nefesh for a mincha specifically? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midar kol avi mincha. The person who usually brings a mincha is a guy who can't afford anything. He's destitute. So he's an ani. Therefore, I want him to know that ma'aleh ani alav kilu ikriv nafsho lefanai. For him, I see this as an act of mesirut nefesh to bring a korban mincha. I don't look at the size of the gift. I look at the size of the heart that brings the gift. This guy I take more seriously than the rich guy who's coming in there into the shul and giving his $1 million donation and so on. It doesn't impress me $1 million, you know. I mean, I gave it to him. So, Mamela, this is a grave nafsho lefanai. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, this next piece is so brilliant. It's absolutely amazing way of looking at the subject. But it's the weirdest thing. Take the same ingredients, right? This way, come on, it's all the same thing. It's not gonna mean I break it this way, you bake it that way, same exact ingredients with the same exact proportions. Now the shah is gonna make it a deep pot, you're gonna make it a thin pot, it's gonna be in the oven, it sounds like a little bit silly to have all of this variations. I mean, is it important? Well, I'll tell you what it's like. You know, it's like Mashallah Melech Basar Vadam. Here's a Melech Basar Vadam. He's got a very close friend. That friend is very independent minded. He doesn't want any gifts. He invites the Melech to his house for Suda. Now the Melech knows the poor guy doesn't have a dime. What's he going to feed me? So he's thinking, oy, yoy, yoy, what am I? He's going to have Chas V'Shalom will run out and buy a steak or something. Then he's going to feel he has to be a kugel. And so he says to him, listen, you know what? There's like so much you could give me. I mean, I could have that kugel and this kugel. It's all the same kugel, basically. It boils down to the same pasta. Is the oil this way? Is it that way? Upside down? Is it baked? No, everyone is different. It's amazing. Wow, five-course dinner. They're all the same thing. But it looks like a five-course dinner. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a guy, he doesn't have any money. So he went, I want him to feel he's giving me a five-course dinner. Isn't that brilliant?
One of the five, each one.
No, but it gives him the options of feeling there's so much you can do. I mean, listen, you've got some oil, you got some flour. Wow, it's amazing. The world is your cake. So Marshal Mela Basvatam Shaselo Avosuda. Yodebu Shuani. So Melo, you know what? I say to me, Hamisha Mine Tigun, Kideshanemimcha. I mean, this is I can't believe the options that are available here are just amazing. Hadran Allah Kamarakot van Sahim. Hare alai isaron. Suppose a guy just says stam an isaron? No. The single isaron, we seem to be saying something very trivial here, is that if he says, I'm going to bring a single isaron, guess what? He should bring an isaron. Yaviachat, I was going to say. It's rather obvious. But how about if he says esronot? Well, then he should bring two esronot. How about if he says, oh man, I can't believe it. Isn't that just like me? I said a certain number of esronot, but I can't remember how many I said. So any of them happy rashi. So then he has to bring 60, because we know that the maximum size of esronot, we learned yesterday, is 60. Okay, so what Yisrael says, Ariel Mincha, without defining what type, he could bring any of the five types. You have any Ezesh Yirtzeh? Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, what do you mean Ezesh Yirtzeh? There's only one mincha that is defined as the simple mincha. And that's the minchat solet. That mincha is the miyuchedet shebe benachot, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Mincha. Mina mincha. Rabbi just says a single mincha. Doesn't define what that is. Yabi achat minachot. If he says min minachot, he says minachot, or he says min minachot, so he's baskel Hashem Rabbim, so he chooses two. Again, whatever. But suppose he says pirashti, meini yodea ezemeyam pirashti, then he'll have to bring all five, because he has to be yotz his neder. How about if he says pirashti min chashel esronim, meini yodea kama pirashti? He says, I said I'm going to bring a mincha of esronim, but I don't remember how much. He can bring shishim isaron. Now we're going to see the difference between this case and the opening case. Rebbe Omer? No, it's not so simple, my friend. He's going to have to bring 60 different menachot from 1 through 60. Because he said, I said I was going to bring a mincha of esronim. That's a single mincha. So now, if you're going to bring one, maybe you're not yotzi because you said two. Bring two, you won't be yotzi, maybe you said three. He says, okay, but if you bring 60, you'll be yotzi because that includes everything. Not true, because I was koveya to bring a mincha of that number of esronot. So then, how can you bring 60? You said you were going to bring only 59. So you're bringing 60. So clearly the Tanakhama over here holds that if you're going to be motzif, that's not a problem. Now, why is it not a problem? So here, possibly it's not a problem because it's a bit early in this circuit. We haven't developed the idea yet. And therefore, Rashi says it's not a problem because it's basically a condition. So you say, okay, so 59 of them will be for my chiyuv. And I think most of it additionally saron as an adav. We'll see later that there's a question as to whether if you're menadev a korban katan, are you yotze by bringing a korban gadol mimeno anyway? Because the gadol subsumes the katan. That's an issue that we'll be dealing with soon. But right now, it's clear that Rebbe doesn't hold of that. In other words, the kviyut is b'chayvi to bring it exactly as you said. So you said, Harei alai yisaron yavi echad. I should hope so. Pshita. What kind of trivial statement is that? It is trivial, but it's just a lean-in. The real chiddush over here is that when you say esronot, that you bring two, because you have a right to say, no, no, wait a minute, what? I mean, isn't that pshita? No, it's not pshita, because it's teaching us, if you're right to say, that when you say two, you can shave it down to, by saying many, you can shave it down to two. Two is many, Lashon Rabba. That's not machayev you, in the same way that saying, I know I said something, but I don't remember how many. That's something else. You only said Lashon Rabba. So if you say pirashti, then you say ma pirashti, then you have to bring 60. So I'm a little bit worried about this. At the end of the mission, that's a machloket. So is this something different? Who's the author of that? Mantana. Well, obviously this is a stam mission, like Rebbe, because Rebbe at the end of the mission says, no, you're going to have to bring a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4, and you have to keep going all the way up to 60. because the Rebbe Amri Yavi Menachot shall Esronot Miachad Rat Shishim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, these are two completely different issues. I feel the time Rabbi over here, it works out perfectly well. Because if he says Pirashti Esronot, Avalokavatim, Lokavatim Bikliachat. So basically, I said a certain number of Esronot. I wasn't Koveya them in a Kli. I want to bring a Mincha of a certain number of Esronot. I never said that. I was only talking about Minachot of Nisachim. So therefore, what you do in that case would be, when we say Shishim Esronot, what it means is to bring 60 Esronot in separate Kalim. Because even though Lamaisa, the whole basis of the 60 in the first place, is the idea that we saw yesterday, that 60 is the maximal size of a Mincha. And Be'etzem, when the guy was saying Esronot, certainly his thought was, what would be a Mincha? And he doesn't remember what he said. But he's saying, Beferish, I was not koveyed as a single mincha. I was focusing on the Esronot. So I was like, okay, if that's the case, if you were focusing on the Esronot, you weren't thinking about more than 60. And Lamaisa, even though Rebbe holds, as we'll see, as we saw at the end, in other words, we will see at this point later in the Mishnah, that Rebbe holds that you can't just bring one of three, because the three certainly includes the two. That's true. But what you can do is you can bring the number of minachot that will equal ultimately 60. So bring 60 different minachot. You said you didn't put them in a kli anyway. So if you didn't put them in a kli, what do you care? Therefore, here Rebbe would be made at, where Rebbe says you need a 1 and a 2 and a 3 to 60 factorial. Over there, he's talking about where the guy said, no, I said I'm going to bring a minachot and a kli with a certain number of us, and I don't remember what it was. If that's the case, Rebbe, you're going to have to make sure that you bring every variation from 1 through 60. It's a different thing. This part does relate to the end of the mission. So over there, if he says, Lokavat Abikliach, there is my Vishitim Esronot, Vishitim Mani. If he says, Arayel Mincha, Yavi Ezeshi Yirtse. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda, and again, as usual, we're missing the most important part of the ending of the quote from the mission, which is that Rabbi Yehuda says, Yavi Mincha Tasolet, because Mincha Tasolet is the Miuchedet Shebim Menachot. So what do you mean when you say it's the Miuchedet Shebim Menachot? Tana hove patakwa katuf tchila. Look, it says in the bright to the what it means is that's a miuchedet minachot, because the first one in the list of the five minachot is the minchat solet. So that's the minchat solet karbano, and so this is the way you should bring it. So I don't get it. That's not a good reason, because according to that, I mean, we have a lot of examples where we have variants and they're listed in order, and we never find that Rabbi Yehuda says, go according to the first of the variations listed. I mean, let's say, somebody says an ayah. Sorry, an ayla. So then, he shouldn't be able to bring an ayah. He should have to bring an ayla, the first one, which is the ben bakar. Over patak v'akatuv schila. Even though the Torah gave you options, you can bring the kebis, you can bring an ayah, but no. The first one mentioned is bakar. So over patak v'akatuv schila. Or if a guy says the first, I want to bring minatzon. In minatzon, but then you have your choice of either the kebis or the ace. Well, you have to bring the keves, because the keves was the first one. Yavi keves, so patako tchila. If you say, if the guy's bringing an oil and sa'of, you should have to bring Torim, not b'nei yonah, because Torim were the first one that you said. O patako katuv tchila. But that isn't true, because alamatzanan, why then does it say, in the Mishnah coming up, hare alai ola yavi keves, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayir Amar, no, you could bring even a Tor or a Ben Yonah, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have venture an opinion over there. Lo polig Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so sorry, you're right. The meaning of Miuchedet Shebim Menachot has got to be because it's the Mincha. It's just called the Mincha. All the other ones are given a name. Im Minchat Machabat, Minchat Marcheshet, Ma'afeh. Fine, but this is the only one that says if a person brings a Mincha, Solet, yeah. So a mincha means a mincha solet. That's what it means. But that, I don't get it. That's not what it said. You quoted a braita. The braita said, oh, you have a patako hakatuv techila. And you're saying, yeah, but it doesn't really mean that, because that doesn't make any sense. So why did it say it then? Oh, patako hakatuv techila. Vatana, oh, patako hakatuv techila ko'oma. No. That wasn't coming to give you the reason. It was coming to give you a mark. In other words, do you know what it was that Rabbi Yehuda said? He said the mincha miyuchedet. I want you to know what is the mincha miyuchedet b'melachot that was mentioned by Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we're talking about over here. Is definitely, I mean, it's the one to let Lashem Levi, but you may not remember what that was. I want to tell you. It's the one Shabbat Arba Katav Tchila. That'll remind you. Why don't you say it? Rabbi Yehuda said the word, Beferish, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yavim Minchat HaSolet. I have a Mishnah. Then the writer comes along to try to give me the reason. And that's because it's Shabbat Arba Katav Tchila. And now you're coming along to tell me, no, that's not the real reason. The real reason is because Let Light Shape Levi, and therefore it's the only one that's Miyuchedet. So you're answering, yes, but it was just coming to tell you which one he meant. I don't need you in a brayta to tell me which one he meant. He said which one he meant. He said Minchat HaSolet. Yes, I understand, but still. I mean, it's Simona Ba'alma. I mean, in other words, in case you forget, it's so obvious, because the reason, okay, Les B'Shem Levi, that may, but just think about it. What's the first thing you think of when you read that Nefesh Ki Takriv Mincha Solet? There you go. This is the first thing that we talk about. Just remember that. If you ever get confused, what Rabbi Yehuda said. So oftentimes we've had already many times, by the way, in this Masechta, this idea, something being mentioned, the Simona Ba'alma. So we're just telling, or for Legirsa, sometimes we use the word Legirsa Ba'alma. Over here, Rashi actually says that Simona Ba'alma means Legirsa. Just a way to keep your facts straight. First one mentioned, Minchat HaSolet, that's the one that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. Why that's the case? That's because of Hashem Levi. Ein mitnadvim log shnayim chamisha, alva mitnadvim shlosha, arva v'shisha, and any combination above, mishisha ulemala. Iboilu. Yesh kvala nezachim o ein kvala nezachim. Hechidomi, kegondayti chamisha. See, Yamrit, ein kvala nezachim, you could just be moshech. Makiv arba min ayo, which would have been good for the ayo. And then the one that's left is an adama. But, Yamrit, yesh kvala nezachim. You're going to have no choice but to bring one additional one, the mamalilo, then you can't be makiv it. My. Amr abay et harshba. Shisha lenedava. Ve'amrinan keneged mi, keneged motar chatat, motar hashamot, motar hasham nazir, motar hasham metzora, motar kinim, motar menchat chotei. Those are the six shofarot. Ve'im ita, if you are correct in saying that there are ways in which you would have a motar of a minchat nesakim, which is going to be awesome, l'nedava, because ein kva, so then why don't we have another shofar keneged motar nesachim? No, because that's not a question. I mean, all the other six are l'nidvat tzibur azle. Masha enkein, this one is always an alternative. If you hold ein kva, so then efshulim it starfit demar demar badi adadi vekarve. Amar Rav, okay, I'll bring you Raya. Toshma. Ezrach, melamed shebitnadvim nesachim vekama, shlosh esrugim, uminayim. Shimratzalosif Yosif. Talmud Lomar Yihye. Ah, so if that's the case, I was, don't use it as a model. So then I can be pochet. No. Talmud Lomar Kacha. Now, okay, so now I ask you, says Rav, what do you think it means when it says Yosif? You think it means Yosif to bring four? Or Yosif to bring six? Obviously not, because the only way I knew the Shlosha was the Chazul Kevas. But then it's a given that I know on my own, four and six. Because then it's Chazil Ayah V'Lapar. That can't be the meaning. The only understanding is that it means Chamisha. Which, I mean, definitely seems to be saying that you could bring Chamisha and then use it as you see fit. Take out the four, or make the other one part of a combination, and whatever. Amar Ravashi, well, what about the Mishnah? Nanatananachi. It says, Ein mitnadvim log shnayim v'chamisha. Now, I mean, I assume that means the Chamisha is no different than the Shnayim. What are you going to do with the Shnayim? Shnayim is not usable at all. So maybe, I mean, that seems to be the implication. Chamisha nami lo kozu klal. In which case, Rava can't be right here. No, maybe Ayri HaKadita HaKadita. Om Rabbi, look, I'm not 100% persuaded, I got to tell you, but Im Tim Tzalomar that ain't Kval Nesachim, then I have nothing to discuss. So then, ain't Kval Nesachim, fine. But how about a Yesh Kval Nesachim? So now, up until 10, I figure you can mix one of one and one of the other. And you got 10. How about if you go to 11? Now, I'm not sure how to look at that. Is it that the gavra l'shnei parim kamechaveh, because that's more reasonable, and everybody's missing one. So if yesh kvah, I'll have to add another one, and otherwise it can't be makrif. And that would mean that trei michad mina, v'chad bichad mina. I mean, are we ready to say that? Amrina? Alo, my take. Mitnadvim yayim ve mitnadvim shemen. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfonomer, what? Mitnadvim shemen. Am Rabbi Tarmama tzir be yayim. Shu bachova u badendava. Av shemen. Bachova badendava. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Whoa. There's no comparison. Loim amre be yayim shken korvim chovato bifnei atzmo. Tomar be shemen. Which is mixed with the solid. Is that korvim chovato bifnei atzmo? In shnayim mitnadvim yisroon echad, avam mitnadvim ola ushlamim va'ofas, but even preda achas could be baba shutafut. Omar Rava, but look, I mean, everybody agrees, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, that certainly nilmud that you can be mitnadev v'michad esachim b'choyom. Well, yeah, pshita, why not? Well, because ma'adatim v'michad edavagoli barachmana hani chamisha menachot, and that's it. I mean, tveilo. Kavash Balan, that this is another option, sixth option. But that would mean, of course, that Bistoma, the Chamisha, would fill your required neder. But in a case where you said that you want this option, you have this option. Second of Parish Parish. In Shnai Mitnadvim. Why not? I mean, it can't be because it says Takriv, because by Olar also says Yakriv. I mean, therefore, I mean, why don't we take the Yakriv as meaning only singular by Ola? Because it also says lo lo techem, but then we can't take the takriv as singular by the mincha, because it says lo mincho techem also. Must be mishum dechtiba nefesh. Taninami hachi, that's what's unique about the nefesh ki takriv korban mincha l'Hashem. That indeed is miyuchad. And over there it says, solat yeh korbano, which is exactly Rabbi Yehuda's point. Solat yeh korbano. Rabbi Omer, Asher Yakriv Korbanah L'chol Nivneihem V'chol Nivotam Asher Yakriv Al Hashem. Take a look at this. I mean, this is a general statement said B'loshin Rabim, which means Yakovayim B'Shutafut. There's only one thing that Torah excludes from B'Shutafut: Mincha. Shemar Nefesh. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bibnei Manish Tanit Mincha Shemar Nefesh. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Kol Avi Mincha Ani Ma'ale Ani Alav K'Lekriv Nafsho Lefanai. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, manish ten mincha, shenema b'chamisha minei tigon halalo. Moshel melech basar dam shasalo avos su'uda. V'yodea b'ushuani, omer lo, aseni b'chamisha minei tigon, kedei shenem mincha. Harden lach menachot nesachim. Harei ala yisaron, yavi echad. Esronot, yavi shnayim. Pirashti, v'ni yodea ma pirashti, yavi shishim yisaron. Harei ala mincha, yavi ezer shirtse. Rabbi Yonomer, yavi minchat solet. Shiam yuchedet, because nefesh ki takriv korban mincha. Solet yeh korbanah. There you go. Mincha, or min mincha, that's one. Minachot, or min minachot, that's two. Pirashti, v'ni yodea kama, bezimim pirashti, then you have to bring all five. Pirashti mincha shel esronim. V'ino dea kama pirashti. Yavi shishim isaron. Rabbi Omer, yavi menachot of 1 through 60. Be'achad v'yad shishim. Well, isn't echad isaron min echad? That's rather pshita, no? Well, it is, but esronot yavi shtayim is tzrichalei. Isn't that also pshita? No, because miyot esronot shtayim is tzrichalei. Pirashti v'ino dea ma pirashti yavi shishim. Who authored that? Omar Chizkia, well, definitely not Rebbe, because if Rebbe, he says at the end of the Mishnah, Yavim Menachot Shel Yisronot, Me'echad V'Shishim, Rebbe Yochanan says, there's two different parts to the Mishnah. Afilu Demir Rebbe, Be'omer Pirashti Yisronot, Ava Lo Kavatem, Be'kli Echad, in that case, he can bring Shittim Yisronot, B'Shittim Mani. Harei Alayim Mincha Yavi Eza Shiyirtze, Tana, and of course, it's supposed to end with Rebbe Yomer, Yavim Menachot Yisronot, Shim Yochanan Shvim Menachot, So tan hovu patach bo hakatuv techila. What? That's the reason? I thought the reason was because it just says nefesh ki takriv korban mincha l'Hashem. So that yeh korbano. How could it be? Because all about the techila. So then me'ata omer arelai ola. You should have to bring a ben bakar because all patach bo hakatuv techila. If he says arelai minatzon, you should have to bring a keves and not an ace. Because all of a katuv tchila. If somebody says mina oaf, you should have to bring torim because that's the first one. He can't bring a ben yona. Why then does it say beferish in the Mishnah coming up here? Hare alai olai avi kevis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Torah ben yona velo polag Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Miuchedet shemenachot simply means to let lay shame lavai. Kitiv kriv korban mincha solid ya korbano. The others are dafka menel machavat or bacheshet. So therefore, he means it to be uchedet. Yeah, but that's not what it says in the Braita. The Braita says all about takbarakatov tchilaka ama. No, no, that's just telling you what mincha was meant. Alchikamer. What was the mincha miuchedet min shebimenachod that Rabbi Yehuda was referring to? The one that let Hashem lavai. In case you forget, it's zusha patagbarakatov tchila. Why do I need that? He said to Farish, it's the minchata solet kama. You don't need it. It's just Simanava Alma.